Amen, amen, amen. God bless you all. That's listening tonight. I would like to welcome you all to another podcast of Advancing the Kingdom Radio. I'm your host, Apostle Lionel Blair, and tonight I'm very excited about tonight's word. Praise God, praise God. I know some of you all have been expecting for us had been on. A lot sooner. We took a long break, amen, because of the birth of my newborn, amen. So I had to take some time off and tend to my newborn son, amen. Praise God. And you know, as a first-time daddy, I'm super excited about that. Praise God. And Prophetess Jasmine, she won't be on with me tonight because she's tending to the newborn, amen. Praise God. So those of you all who love her ministry, amen, just know that she is fine, amen. She's just tending to the newborn, but you all will be hearing from her sooner than you think, amen. But tonight, I'm going into rather a serious subject tonight. May not be serious to some, but it should be. Amen, amen. It may not be serious to some, but it should be. Amen. And that is the subject of order and protocol. Amen. The subject of order and protocol. Amen. Now, this is something that many people don't want to touch because, you know, they say it's not that serious. You know, oh, all we have to do is just love Jesus and, you know, everything's going to be all right. Everything will work itself out. And, you know, we don't need to know all of that because that's not important. And that's not winning souls. And, you know, I get all that kind of talk. But, you know, understand this, that anything that deals with God is important. Amen. Anything that deals with God is important. Amen. We cannot pick and choose what we want and ignore the rest of what God is saying. Amen. And those of you who's on the line tonight, as long as you don't got a bunch of background noise, you can say amen. Amen. Praise God. But I'm going to go to Ecclesiastes, the book of Ecclesiastes, the fifth chapter, and I'm going to read the first and second verse. Okay. Ecclesiastes, the fifth chapter, and it's starting at the first verse, and I'm going to end with the second verse. It says, walk prudently or wisely when you go to the house of God, and draw near to hear rather than to give sacrifice of fools, for they do not know that they do evil. It says, do not be rash with your mouth, my God, and let not your heart utter anything hastily before God. For God is in heaven, and you are on earth. Therefore, let your words be few. So what's it saying? We ought not to approach God, the house of God, or the things of God arrogantly, but we ought to approach God in love and humility. It says, walk prudently or walk with wisdom when you go to the house of God. Now understand this. We live in a time where God and the things of God and the things that be ordained of him are not taken seriously. Amen. The things of God are not taken seriously as they should. Now, when dealing with God, we must realize that he's relational. God is relational, but he is not common. See, there's a difference. There's a difference. There's a difference. See, if you look at Jesus' earthly ministry, you saw where he was able to relate to people without making himself common to people. Amen. And it's the same thing with God. God can relate to us. He speaks to us. You know, he loves on us and all of that. But we cannot forget that he's sovereign. We cannot forget that he's the creator of the universe. He is the king with imperial status, and we cannot come to him any kind of way. And we cannot treat the things that be ordained of him any kind of way. But we live in a generation now where the church culture is trying to make God common. They're trying to make Jesus our homeboy. Jesus is not your homeboy. He'll never be your homeboy. Amen. Now, he'll love you and relate to you where you are. Amen. But to lower the standards of God and call Jesus something like a homeboy, something is wrong with that. Amen. They even made a song about it. Jesus, my homeboy. And I thought it was kind of funny at first when I first heard it. Amen. But then I began to grow in the things of God, and I understood order and protocol and how the order of the kingdom operates. And I realized that stuff like that is totally uncalled for. Amen. Amen. Understand. Where the Bible says, you know, I am a friend of God. People come out with that song, I am a friend of God. But everybody in Scripture was not a friend of God. Uh-oh. Certain ones whom God calls and who God places something on, and how they respond to God and how they grow in relationship with God will determine whether they are a friend of God or not. Amen. You had people in Scripture that did far more miracles than Abraham did. But Abraham was called a friend of God, and God blessed Abraham's loins, amen, to where nations came out of Abraham. Amen. Why is that? You know, and even those of us who are in faith in Christ, Abraham is our forefather. Why is that? Because God saw something in Abraham he didn't see in nobody else. Amen. He didn't do it with Moses. He started it with Abraham. Amen. The Bible says Abraham obeyed God, and it was accredited to him for righteousness. He did everything God said. He was close to God. Amen. So everybody ain't a friend of God. Abraham, he didn't call Moses a friend of God. He said David was after my own heart, but he didn't say David was a friend. Uh-oh. See, I'm bursting some religious bubbles tonight. And see, I love y'all, but I'm going to give y'all some hard truth tonight. Amen. So I'm letting you know now. Amen. The religious at heart, you know, might not be able to handle this type of word. Amen. And if it's not for you, I won't even be offended. Amen. Praise God. But God is relational. He's never common. Amen. God, the things connected to him or the people connected to him should never be treated as common. See, that's the problem. We try to bring God to our level, and don't get me wrong, he'll come and relate to you where you are, but eventually God gonna pull you up to his standards. Amen. God in his love and humility will come and meet you where you are, but he's not gonna stay there. Amen, because he's going to require you to up your standards and come up. Many are too loose in the house of God. And when I'm talking about the house of God, I'm talking about the family of God. I'm not talking about necessarily a building, but I'm talking about the assembly of God's people. I'm not talking about a physical building. I'm talking about a spiritual family. Amen. Or what's supposed to be a spiritual family in Christ. There are many that are too loose in the house of God. Many are too loose. They figure they can do whatever they want in the name of grace. In the name of grace. Amen. Titus 2 tells us that grace was given. Praise God. Let me go here real quick. I wasn't going to go here. Praise God, but I feel led of the Lord to go here. Amen. Because, see, we have to realize that as people of God, we have standards. Amen. We should have standards. Our standards should be higher than that of the world's. It says here, Titus 2, here we go, verse 11. It says, for the grace of God that brings salvation has appeared to all men. That means nobody is without excuse, right? It says, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in the present age. Amen. So, the grace of God, praise God, teaches us, the grace of God teaches us how to live. So, there's no excuse for sin. We try to use grace as an excuse to sin when grace really removes the excuse to sin. Amen. So we cannot just treat the things of God as common. Praise God. Now, there's a lack of understanding. Much of it is by choice concerning order and protocol of the kingdom. Amen. There's a lack of understanding, and a lot of stuff is laid out plainly in scripture. Plainly. Amen. And if you have any background noise, amen, I ask that you would mute your phone. Praise God. If you have any background noise, please mute your phone. All right. Amen. So, there's a lack of understanding. Much of it is by choice concerning the order and the protocol of the kingdom. Amen. We first need to realize that we're not part of a religious institution. We're not a part of a religious institution. Y'all ready for this? We are a part of a government. My God, I feel the anointing on this. We are a part of a government. We are a part of a theocracy with a monarchy and a hierarchical structure. Now, I just lost a bunch of religious folks right there. Amen. I love you, but I got to give you this truth here. I'm going to say it again. We're not part of a religious institution. We're part of a government. Amen. We are part of a government, a theocracy with a monarchy and a hierarchical structure. Now, many people are against hierarchy and stuff, but it's all laid out in scripture from the Old Testament to the New Testament. Amen. And it's not to make somebody be dominant over another. Amen. But as it is in heaven, so it is on the earth. Amen. If you got me on speakerphone, you might want to mute your phone because you got me, I'm getting a little feedback. Amen. Praise God. But understand this, that these are the things that be ordained of God. Where do you think government comes from in the first place? The Bible says that all authority is instituted of God. Amen. Even civil authority, Romans 13. Amen. So civil authority, praise God, even has its roots originating from the kingdom of God. Now, if you don't understand this, you'll never understand the kingdom. Amen. Because there's many people that's preaching kingdom saying it's a house, it's a car, it's a business. Amen. When every kingdom is founded upon authority and an authoritative structure of government, amen, to preserve the order, amen, so that there can be some laws and boundaries, so that the people can all be together in harmony and unity, so that they can continue to enjoy the liberties of the kingdom. Amen. Praise God. So, let's get into, and I'm going to try not to be before you long tonight, amen. But let's talk about protocol for a second. What is protocol? And I got, let me read this definition from the Prophet's Dictionary by Paula Price, okay? Protocol is the courtesy, order, hierarchical arrangement. Remember that word hierarchy I just told y'all about? Hierarchical arrangement and rules and observance thereof of a group's interaction within or among its peers, associates, and colleagues. Okay? And for those who didn't understand that, let me just give another definition. All right? It also can be defined as a code prescribing strict adherence to correct etiquette and precedence. All right? So, it's a code prescribing strict adherence to a correct etiquette and precedence. So, you have etiquette and precedence. I'm going to get into those two words real quick so that we can properly understand really what makes up a protocol. All right? So, what is etiquette? Etiquette is a code of conduct prescribed to you by someone in authority. Amen. That's the definition. Amen. By someone in authority, and it's to be observed in social or official life. So, it deals with how you relate to your peers and how you relate to those who are superior, amen, in rank when it comes to you. All right? So let's look at the word precedence. Precedence, it means precedence, P-R-E-C-E-D-E-N-C-E, precedence, okay? It means precedence is the condition of being considered more important than someone else or something else. It also means priority and rank. All right? So, really, so protocol directly deals with how you respond to authority, how you respond to the authority of God and his authority that he placed in those that he delegated. I'm just giving you a principle that's in the scripture. Amen. First of all, let's get back to rank real quick, because people don't like to talk about this. And, you know, when they think about rank, they automatically think about dominance and somebody got their foot on your neck. Amen. All authority is supposed to empower you. Amen. If you have a leader who God has placed you under, amen, that leader is supposed to empower you. If that leader is not empowering you, that leader is not doing the job. I'm going to say it again. If that leader is not empowering you, amen, and giving you what you need in order to be effective in what you're called to do, then that leader is not doing his or her job. All right? So, now, when it deals with rank, 1 Corinthians 12:28, it says, I've set in the church first apostles, secondarily prophets, thirdly teachers, right? That word first in the Greek is the word proton, meaning first in importance. Hey, this is what this is in the Bible. First in importance, amen. First in rank, first in priority, all right? So that Greek word proton, meaning first, amen. And priority, rank, amen. They're first, all right? So don't tell me that there's no ranks. There's a ranking class amongst angels. There's a ranking class amongst the Godhead. And y'all heard me talk about this before. There's a ranking class amongst the Godhead. Amen. There's a ranking class, amen, also amongst the saints. It's called order. Amen. If everybody was on the same level, amen, some folks would go crazy. If everybody was equal, everybody be an apostle or a prophet. Amen. Everybody would be in the same authoritative position. People don't like to hear this because they think that they're equal to their leader. No, I'm going to tell you something. Authority comes with responsibility. I'm going to say it again. Authority comes with responsibility. All right? So you're given authority according to the responsibility that you have in the kingdom of God. Amen. All right? So, in the kingdom, we must realize that nobody is equal. I'm sorry. I know your Greasy Grace preacher told you, oh, you know, we're all equal and we're brothers and sisters and there's no difference between me and you and, you know, and all of that kind of stuff. And, you know, let's just love Jesus together and let's just win souls and, you know, let's just come together and let's just worship and soak in his presence. Let's just love and love and love and love. Amen. But we forget the governmental side of God. We forget that Jesus is a lion as well as he's a lamb. Amen. We forget that we're not just called to be kingdom citizens. We're called to be soldiers. Amen. And in every army, they got ranks. Amen. In every army, amen, they have superior officers. People don't want to hear that. Amen. People don't want to hear that. So, we must realize that no one is equal. If you don't understand this, you'll never understand the kingdom. Amen. You will never understand the kingdom. This is why people do the exact opposite of the scripture in Ecclesiastes 5:1-2. Instead of walking prudently in the house of God, they walk arrogantly in the house of God. Huh? They don't draw near to hear, but they draw near to be seen in what they can do. It says it right here. It says, draw near to hear rather than to give sacrifice of fools. But you know what they do nowadays? They come in to serve to be seen. Amen. It says, do not be rash with your words. But you know what they do? The first thing they do is open their mouth. First thing folks do is open their mouth. Always got something to say. Every time the man or woman of God give you counsel and say something, you just got to say something. Amen. Let not your heart utter anything hastily before the Lord. Let not your heart. It says, let not your heart. That means that, now this is dealing with the inside. This is the condition of your soul. It says, let not your heart utter anything hastily before God. Amen. Amen. That means that your heart got to be right when you, my God, when you approach God in a specific way. Amen. Amen. Yes, you know, God cleans us up and stuff like that, and he works on our heart. But we ought to be clean-hearted without any ill feelings and impure motives when we come before God. Amen. Praise God. So, now, you must learn to recognize, and I told my spiritual sons and daughters this, I teach them this, and they're really grasping it and starting to understand, and I thank God for that. Now, I'm really getting ready to make some religious folks mad. You must learn to recognize those that are superior to you. And I heard Mike Murdoch say this one time. You must learn how to recognize your superior officer, those who are superior to you. Because honestly, as long as you're walking this earth, there's always going to be somebody higher than you. Amen. There's always going to be somebody higher than you. There's always going to be somebody that's going to got something that you need. I know we want God to miraculously just drop stuff out the sky. Amen. And sometimes he does that, but a lot of times he places our needs and resources in the hands of other people. God does, he don't do much of anything in the earth unless it's through a man or a woman. Amen. We all know that God is superior over all. Some religious people say, well, you know, God is my superior and God is over me and I'm under God and, you know, can't nobody tell me nothing because I'm under God, you know, and can't nobody tell me nothing but God, you know, and you're not God, so you can't tell me nothing, you know, because I hear from God. I need no man to teach me. Amen. But we all know that God is superior over all, but we can't recognize God's authority, but choose to ignore the authority he placed in his delegates. Amen. What you need is in the next man. Or what you need is in the shepherd or the leader, spiritual leader that God placed over you. Amen. If we recognize that God uses man to, praise God, then guess what? We will eliminate plenty of headaches in the church. I'm not talking about exalting a man as God. I'm talking about recognizing what God has placed in a man and recognize that's the working of God in and through that person. And reverencing that because it be of God. Amen. We must understand that protocol. Now, I'm going to tell you, I'm going to mess some folks up. Protocol is all about authority. Uh-oh. See, because every kingdom is established on authority. God's kingdom is established on his authority and his authority structure. And his authority structure is hierarchical. Amen. A lot of people like to say, well, we don't do no pyramid stuff around here. All of us on the same level. You know, you don't have to call me Pastor Bill. Just call me Bill. You don't have to call me Apostle Bill. Just call me Bill. And, you know, I'm your brother. I'm your sister. And, we're just going to relate to one another. And, you know, hey, come by my house. Kick your feet up on my furniture. You know, talk to me any kind of way. You know, I don't care. This is how we treat this thing. And this is, and leaders, I'm telling you, if you do this, you're going to cause people to miss the kingdom. You're going to cause people to miss the kingdom because, see, you're not teaching them proper protocol for honor and respect. Amen. When it comes to the things of God. And when you don't honor God properly, when you honor the things or the people that be ordained of him properly, amen, you're going to lose out on a lot of things. So it's a whole bunch of things that you disqualify yourself from. This is a universal principle. Amen. It don't matter how we feel about it. It's what is. Amen. Praise God. It's all about what is. People don't like it, but it's the truth. Now, I have this saying of mine that I've been using for the longest time. And the saying is, it's not popular, but it's true. Can I tell you, it's not popular, but it's true? Amen. And this is how people miss the kingdom. My God. All right. So protocol is all about authority, how you relate to authority, how you approach authority, how you respond to authority, how you reverence and honor authority, how you view authority. Because if you view it as something as evil, you ain't going to benefit from it. And you're going to keep running around, amen, not having power over nothing, living defeated, and all of that other stuff, ripping and running. Running around town, doing nothing but doing everything because you fail to recognize God's authority. Not just in heaven, but in the one that he called to lead you. Uh-oh. Amen. All right. I know I I made some folks mad right there, but you know, for those of y'all who think y'all anointed with y'all church hopping and all this other stuff, let me show you something real quick. Go with me to Psalms 133. I'm going to go to Psalms 133. Ha, thank you, Jesus. Sure hope and pray I'm helping and blessing somebody today. Amen. Now, Psalms 133. It says this, behold, how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. It is like precious oil upon the head running down on the beard of Aaron, running down on the edge of his garments. Now, I'm going to stop there. Notice the oil ran down from the beard of Aaron, notice the oil ran down from the head of Aaron to his beard and to the edge of his garments. The oil, I'm going to tell you something, The oil always comes from authority. Good God Almighty. My God. The oil, Shandele Bohosha, always comes from authority. My God. It comes from authority onto the people. Amen. Without accountability and submission to God and His delegated authority, I don't care how powerful your ministry is, your anointing is false. Amen. Watch these folks who don't have no counsel around them. Amen. Who don't got somebody that can challenge their view on stuff. Watch them folks. Amen. Praise God. Without accountability and submission to God and His delegated authority, your anointing is false. I don't care how powerful your ministry is. It's time that the people of God come together in unison, together with what God is doing, and properly align themselves with God's authority. That's why He said how good and pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. What kind of unity? In unity with what God was doing in their midst and with one another through the delegated leadership of Moses and Aaron during that time, because it talks about the oil that ran off of Aaron's head to his beard. Amen. If you're not in proper alignment with what God is doing, first of all with you, and then what God is doing with the delegated authority He placed you under, then guess what? You're going to eventually end up causing division and discord just by your presence alone. Amen. That's why you got to align yourself with God first, so that He can show you properly how to align yourself with delegated authority that He placed Himself that He placed you under. Amen. Praise God. A lot of people don't like this talk because they want an excuse to do what they want to do. Amen. So, Jesus. Only then, when you do that, the pure, continuous flow of God's anointing can flow, and only then can you experience that glory realm that many preachers are fantasizing about. You preach the good word, and everybody shouted, and you hollering about that's the glory. That ain't the glory. You can't even call that the anointing. Amen. That's a bunch of emotionalism wrapped in some false spirituality. Amen. And everybody leave the same way that they came in, some with more devils, depending on the church and the leader. Amen. If they're not in proper alignment. Amen. Only then, when you're properly aligned with God and His authority, that the pure flow of the oil can flow in your life. I'm going to tell you something. Those who have met and responded properly to God's authority are qualified for access into the supernatural. Supernatural, apart from honor and submission to God and His delegated authority, is witchcraft. Oh, I'm going to say that again for some folks who missed it. Praise God. Amen. Supernatural, apart from honor and submission to God and His delegated authority, is witchcraft. See, understand, church, we got to get this thing together. Amen. Because, see, we up here hollering about kingdom, 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 and I got my business, and I got my house, and I got my car, and, I'm balling, and, I got this, and I got that, and, I'm busy doing the work of the kingdom, doing the work, but we don't even understand the basic stuff that I'm telling you. Amen. We don't even understand authority. We don't understand what it means to submit to God. We don't understand what it means to submit to the people that God placed in our lives to lead us. He placed them there. Amen. Look at them folks that challenged Moses' authority. Amen. Look at those folks who challenged the apostles in the New Testament and see what happened to them. Either they got put out or they died. They got rebuked, put out, or they died. One or the other. Amen. We're gonna have to be careful with this thing, because see, God is increasing the authority of His messengers because of the weight of the message that He carries. Amen. It don't make nobody better than you. It's just by God's choosing. Amen. You are just as important as the apostle is, but understand this, that you have to be properly positioned and know how to respond to delegated authority in order for you to have any kind of authority to do anything that God called you to do. I would say, oh, that's pride, apostle. You're trying to make the apostle sound like they all that in a bag of chips. I ain't trying to make it sound like nothing. I'm just telling you what the Word of God says. The Word of God says that they're first in rank and authority. Amen. The Word of God says that. Apostle Blair did not say none of that. The Word of God says that. Amen. And I'm telling you something. In this season, I hear God say that He's repositioning people under the right authority in this season. Amen. Amen. Because God will not have you to submit to false authority. Amen. But if you know that God has placed you under somebody, He spoke it to you, it will be wise to stay there. Amen. But if you're feeling, and I'm speaking to somebody right now, if you're feeling uneasy in your spirit by who you have decided to submit yourself to, amen, and is not the proper authority, you don't see the fruits of the Spirit working in your life or in that ministry, amen, then guess what? It'll be wise, I hear the Lord say, to uproot yourself, amen, and allow Him to send you to the right one, and that one will discover and recognize you, says the Spirit of the Lord. So understand this, and that word was for somebody that's listening to me right now at this very moment, not somebody who's going to listen. It's somebody who's listening to me right now who needed to hear that word. Amen. Because God is properly aligning. This is the season of realignment. Amen. Some people He's taking from one place, putting them in another. Amen. So that they can be properly positioned in the things of God. Some of you need to go back to where you came from, and then some of you just need to move on and move forward. Amen. You know what it is that God is telling you to do, because it's been an unrest and an uneasiness in your spirit, and God is saying that that is Him confirming His word. Amen. Because it was spoken to you before. Amen. But understand this, that we have to be properly aligned with spiritual authority in this season. Amen. For God's authority, and we must make sure that we're properly aligned with the right authority in the earth. Amen. If not, then we're going to see a lot of unfruitfulness in our lives. We're going to see a lot of unfruitfulness, amen, in our lives and in our ministries. Amen. Amen. It's nothing personal. Amen. It's all about God, and it's all about the kingdom. Amen. So order and protocol, amen. I will be, this is not the last time I'm going to talk about this. I will probably go into greater detail about this unless God specifically says different, but I feel the need, amen, to go into deeper detail concerning the subject that's at hand, amen, because we need to know how to relate and how to respond to God, and we need to learn how to respond to His delegates in order for the kingdom to be opened up unto us. Amen. A lot of you all are experiencing a dry season and hard heavens because you don't know how to properly respond and respect and honor God's authority. Amen. You can't just do what you want to do. Amen. Authority, being submitted to authority, is so liberating. Amen. When it's done the right way. Amen. When it's done the right way. If you're submitted to somebody and you feel like you're in bondage, I ain't talking about your flesh hurting. Amen. Because your flesh going to be challenged. Amen. But I'm not talking about your flesh hurting. I'm talking about, praise God, you actually feeling an uneasiness and unrest, and you don't see the fruitfulness of God in your life as a result of that. Then guess what? Amen. It's time to reexamine that. Praise God. Amen. Actually, bless God, I'm actually done, amen. I'm going to, we're going to take a break here, amen, and then I have an announcement or so, amen, and then I'm going to go into the prayer line and see if anybody wants prayer, amen. Mm-hmm.
fire. And I'll provide the sacrifice. You provide the spirit. And I will open up inside. Fill me up, God. Fill me up, God. Fill me up, God. Fill me up. Fill me up, God. Fill me up, God. Fill me up, God. Fill me up. You provide the fire. Fill me up, God. Fill me up, God. Fill me up.
Amen. 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 Praise God. Praise God. Amen. At this time, amen, if there's anybody on the call at this time that needs prayer, amen, you have a special request, amen. We do have a few moments, amen, that we want to open those lines up, amen, for you all to speak up at this time. Amen. Anybody on the line that needs prayer at this time? Amen. Nobody? Amen. All right. Well, praise God. Amen. I will release a corporate prayer after this. Amen. Because there are some people that's in my spirit right now. I'm feeling words of knowledge. I'm getting ready to come forth. Amen. But before that comes forth, amen, I do have some announcements that I definitely want to relate to you all. The School of the Kingdom is every Friday. Amen. If you're in the 757 area, praise God, we would love to have you come out. Amen. And become partakers of that. Amen. The School of the Kingdom is every Friday. Amen. We're sponsored by Standing on the Promises of God Worship Center. Amen. With the pastor is Pastor Jacqueline Hayes. Amen. Much love to the woman of God and that ministry who brought us in, amen, to do the School of the Kingdom every Friday. And we're actually starting to get some testimonies back of what God is doing in the lives of the people. Amen. Amen. The realm of the miraculous is being released into the lives of God's people. Amen. We're casting out devils. We're ministering healing to the people of God. Amen. And right now we're on the subject of deliverance ministry. Amen. That's like one of my favorite subjects. Amen. Because I love to bust a devil up any day. Amen. Any day of the week, I love to bust a devil up. Amen. I'm just helping the people of God to receive their deliverance and to keep their deliverance. Amen. And I think right now we're on how demons enter, but I'm really putting emphasis on our personal responsibility to keep our own deliverance. Amen. How many know that we have to keep our own deliverance? Amen. Amen. Ain't no coming to the altar being cast out for the same thing every week. Amen. Amen. That means you ain't tired of doing what you're doing yet. Amen. Deliverance is for desperate people. Amen. And deliverance is for Christians. All right. Can a Christian have a demon? Yes, they can. I've cast devils out of plenty of them. Amen. So believers can have demons. All right. Deliverance is for those who come to Christ and become believers, because the world ain't looking for it. We've made deliverance to be such a shameful thing, amen, when it's really shameful when you've been saved 30 years and still struggling with the same thing. You still puffing cigarettes, amen. You really haven't been saved 30 years. You've just been going to church, amen. You've been in the church and you still fornicating, and you've been going 5 years, amen. There's no deliverance in that place. You need to move and leave and get out, amen. Bless God. So right now we're currently doing sessions on deliverance ministry, and we've been getting some great results. Amen. And the address to the church building that we're using is 2114 Wickham Avenue, Wickham Avenue. And that's in Newport News, Virginia. Every Friday, 2114 Wickham Avenue, Newport News, Virginia. Every Friday, starting at 7 o'clock. Amen. 6:30, we in there praying, walking the floors. Amen. Praise God. So if you want to join in for that, you can. Bless God. But we're seeing a tremendous a breakthrough in the lives of those that do attend regularly. Amen. Praise God. So also we're having a prayer and prophetic service Amen. And that particular service is also held in Newport News. Let me tell you, we just had our prayer and prophetic service, and we had an awesome move of God there. Amen. God really moved very powerfully in our midst. Amen. I'm telling you, God is so awesome. Amen. We're believing God for these types of services where we can stand with you and believe God for your needs. Amen. And if you need healing in your body, amen, you can come there sick too. Amen. We pray for the sick too. Amen. We definitely pray for the sick too. Now, the address to that is 12251 Jefferson Avenue, and that's in Newport News, Virginia. Once again, it's 12251 Jefferson Avenue, Newport News, Virginia, and that is the Hampton Inn and Suites. Amen. We use their conference room. Amen. And our next prayer and prophetic service will be on the 25th, August 25th. Amen. So we're believing for a dynamic move of God even there as well. Amen. So those are my announcements at this time. Amen. And I will begin to close us out in prayer. Father, in Jesus' name, I just thank you for the people of God that are listening right now and those that will listen. Father, I thank you for that one who just had knee surgery. I thank you, Father, for a speedy recovery, Father, and replacing everything like it was new in Jesus' name. I just feel somebody just had surgery on their knee, their right knee at that. Somebody just had knee surgery, and you're having a difficult time, amen. And the operation didn't really come out like it was supposed to, but if you lay your hands upon your knee right now in Jesus' name, you will begin to feel the warmth of God's presence and the anointing going through that knee, and God is creating for you a creative miracle, amen, right now in Jesus' name. I keep hearing somebody named Amy in my spirit. You've been struggling with depression and financial issues, but you have sown in the good ground, and God says he has not forgotten about you. And in 2 days, amen, in 2 days, 2 days, mark my words, 2 days, you will begin to see a financial return in your life. Amen. And notice I said you will begin to see financial returns. So it is not going to be a one-time thing, but it's going to be a repetitive thing over the next several months, says the Spirit of the Lord. Also, somebody that has lower back pain right now, lower back pain on the right side, if you just lay your hands right there, God is healing your back right now in Jesus' name. Chest pains that affects your breathing. You have problems with your breathing and your chest pains and stuff. Just lay your hands on your chest, whoever that is. Amen. God is touching you right now. He's touching you right now where you are. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. There's somebody named Jonathan. You've been believing God for a job. Next week, on Tuesday, somebody's going to call you for an interview. Next week on Tuesday, you put in an application today. Next week Tuesday, you're going to get a call from a job. You're going to get a job offer, and God wants you to take it. That's him opening the door for you. And that person is named Jonathan. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Father, I just pray that you touch everybody in Jesus' name. Touch everybody in Jesus' name. I release your healing power and your miracle working power right now in Jesus' name. Somebody has a daughter that's strung out on drugs and you've been praying for her. But the Lord wants you to know that he wants you to cast that care upon him, cast that burden upon him. God says that you pretty much have been kind of begging and praying and pleading. And God says that your words have come up before him in heaven. And God says that he's getting ready to move on your behalf. He's getting ready to save your daughter. Amen. Be not moved by her self-destructive lifestyle, because there's an appointed time that's coming real soon that God is going to arrest her. But God wants you to rest in him. Amen. And he wants you to have peace about the situation. Amen. We know that he knows that she has children and she don't halfway take care of children like she should. Amen. But I'm telling you, by the Spirit of God, God has an appointed time to arrest her. She will not die. Amen. She will live. She will not die, but she will live. And she will declare the works of God. Amen. She has an evangelistic call upon her life. Amen. And God has been whooping and dealing with her concerning that. Amen. Holy Spirit, through your prayers, have been convicting her. Amen. She has very little rest at nighttime. Some things she kind of explained to you just recently. And even if you ask those questions, you begin to notice that what I'm saying is right. But your daughter has an appointment with the Lord. I'm telling you, woman of God, your daughter has an appointment with the Lord. Amen. So you can just rest assured that God is going to move on her behalf. Amen. He's going to move on your behalf so you can have peace and rest about it. Amen. And know that God is working it out. Amen. And it's already an appointed time. It's already written in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. I thank you for every sick body being healed. Amen. And every miracle being worked. And even if I don't call out your name or your symptom or whatever, just receive it from the presence of God right now in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Praise God. Well, God bless you all. Amen. I thank you all for tuning in. Amen. To Advancing the Kingdom Radio. Amen. I am your host, Apostle Lionel Blair. Amen. Like I said earlier, we're probably going to be talking about this in greater depth some more. Amen. Because this is something that we have to grasp in this particular season. Amen. In order to fully advance the kingdom and advance in the kingdom as we do the work of God. Amen. God bless you all. Amen. Shout tonight!
Go Kings!